Chapter 3. Drawing a Line Between Monkeys and Kangaroos. All truths are easy to understand once they are discovered. The point is to discover them. Galileo Galilei. It was time to pack up and go home. Alfred Wallace was 2,000 miles upriver from the Atlantic Ocean, on the Rio dos Guapes tributary of the Amazon. Farther than any European had ever gone. Since arriving with Henry Walter Bates in May 1848, he had spent nearly 4 years exploring and collecting, the last 2.5 years on his own. But he had been laid up for the last 3 months with yellow fever and was too exhausted to continue. His younger brother Herbert, who followed him to Brazil and accompanied him up the Rio Negro, had long before turned back. Unbeknownst to Wallace, Herbert had been stricken with yellow fever and died before he could board a boat to England. Wallace had accumulated a large menagerie of animals, monkeys, macaws, parrots, and a toucan, that he hoped to take all the way to the London Zoo, and their upkeep was literally killing him. He also had a couple of years' worth of specimens, both with him and stored downriver, that he had not yet been able to ship to England for sale. Wallace began to dream of green fields, neat gardens, bread and butter, and other comforts of home. He boarded the brig Helen with 34 live animals and many boxes of specimens and notes and set sail for England. "I'm afraid the ship's on fire. Come and see what you think of it." Just after breakfast, 3 weeks out of port and somewhere east of Bermuda, the captain was concerned enough to visit Wallace in his cabin. And rightfully so. Smoke was pouring out of the hold. The crew tried, but could not douse the smoldering blaze. The captain ordered down the lifeboats. Wallace, still weak, looked on as if it were a feverish dream. It wasn't. He re-entered his hot, smoky cabin and salvaged a small tin box and threw in some drawings, some notes, and a diary. He grabbed a line to lower himself into a lifeboat, slipped, and seared his hands on the rope. His pain was compounded when his injured hands hit the salt water. Once in the lifeboat, he discovered...